We are learning Mishubot of Rav Avadia Yosef, Shalot Mishubot HaChaveda al Chelek Vav, tonight Siman Kaf Bet. Wants to know, what's the deal with putting Nana into your tea on Shabbat? Is that acceptable, not acceptable? How should it be done? And in the newer edition, the last footnote, he points out, make sure it's clean. Nana sometimes has bugs. Can't eat bugs. So let's assume you cleaned the Nana. You have Nana that is Tola'im free. Okay? So the only question you have is a Shabbat question. Now, the question is like this. Nana is a herb. It's not cooked. It's fresh. It's a fresh herb. So is that acceptable? You're putting it into a cup of hot tea. You put it into a cup of hot tea, the leaves get hot. They get cooked. They get the... What happens when you cook leaves? That's what happens. They get soft and flimsy, and they give a flavor into the cup. The reason they give a flavor into the cup so quickly is because it's hot. So is that a violation of Vishul on Shabbat or not? So the Mishnah in Shabbat, according to the Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Hei, writes, and this is what we were talking about last time a little bit in Bishul Achar Bishul. The Mishnah says like this, Kol Shabbat Bechamin Be'erev Shabbat, Shorin Oto Bechamin Be'Shabbat. Meaning, Kol Shabbat Bechamin Be'erev Shabbat, Ba Bechamin, Chamin is hot water. Anything that was cooked already in hot water before Shabbat, it's cooked. So, Shorin Oto Bechamin Be'Shabbat. You want to soak it in hot water on Shabbat again. Why would you do that? Not to heat it up. There's no plata, there's no nothing. You have an egg, you have a hard-boiled egg, Beitzah Kasha, you made it Erev Shabbat, now Shabbat morning it's cold. So you can put it back in hot water. It's cooked. You put it back in hot water, you heat it up. Yeah? So before Shabbat, the water is hot from before Shabbat. So hold on, so you're jumping to the end. I was telling you about the Mishnah. So anything that was cooked before Shabbat, you can re-cook on Shabbat. Okay, fine. Meaning you can reheat on Shabbat. Kol Shabbat bechamin be'erev Shabbat, shorin oto bechamin be'Shabbat. You can soak it again on Shabbat, fine. But these nana leaves were not, let's assume they're not, they're not cooked before Shabbat. You're putting them in on Shabbat. V'kol shaloba bechamin be'erev Shabbat, something that was not cooked be'erev Shabbat, raw, fresh. So medichin oto bechamin be'Shabbat, חוץ מן המליח הישן וכל יצאי ספנין שדחני גמר מלאכתן will ignore that for now. But כל שלא בא בחמין בערב שבת was not cooked on ערב שבת, you're not allowed to put it in hot water on Shabbat, because I would cook it. But מדיחין אותו בחמין בשבת. מדיחין means what? Yeah, that's the problem. So if it was not cooked before Shabbat, these tea leaves, the Mishnah difference between shorin, which is not allowed, and midichin, which is allowed. Shorin, I know what it means. Shorin means you soak it. Meaning, you have your hard-boiled egg from Erev Shabbat, you can put it into hot water again on Shabbat to get hot. You're not allowed to take a raw egg and put it into hot water on Shabbat so it makes something. So it gets not allowed to do. But if it's already cooked before, it's okay. But if it's not cooked, you're allowed to midichin. You're allowed to, it sounds like, pour water on it. You can soak it, you can pour water on it. So now we have to get into the issue they just brought up. The Gemara starts, not in Mishnayot. The Gemara distinguishes between different levels of cooking, which makes a lot of sense intuitively. You have a pot that's on the fire with water. Okay, that's the hottest it's going to get. There's a fire underneath. There's a heat source. Say fire, it could be electric, it could be anything. It's getting hotter. We call that a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon is the pot that's on the fire. Okay, fine. You could then... Or the urn, the hot water urn, because it has an element in it that heats, the hot water urn is the Kli Rishon. You take the water out of the Kli Rishon, you put the spigot at the bottom, that was the previous tshuva, you push the spigot, you now have water in a cup. Now that cup is not on a fire, but it's still hot. I mean, that's why you're drinking it, right? It's hot. That we call a Kli Sheni. And if you then transfer that to a third one, it's a Kli Shlishi, etc., etc., etc. Now, Kli Rishon, it's on the fire. That's cooking. That's what we're talking about, right? That was the first thing. If it's cooked before, you can put a Kli Rishon. Who cares? It's not going to cook. Fine. It's already cooked before. So we talked about previously, if you warm it up on Shabbat, that's warming, not cooking. Hard-boiled egg, you can soak, you can open, I wouldn't do this, but you could take off the lid of your urn. You can't put it back on, though, so it'd be risky. You could put the eggs inside. Okay. You really want to. There's issues. Don't do that, because there are other issues with... Fine, not for now. But in theory, there wouldn't be a Bishul problem. So when the Mishnah says, midichin oto, that you can pour water onto something that's uncooked. What is it talking about? Can you pour from a kli rishon, or can you pour from a kli sheni? So Tosfot there is bothered. It says, kol shelo bevechamim erev shabbat medichino. So what does that mean? It says, well, how do you normally deal with pouring? We had, there's a kli rishon. Okay, that's the urn. Kli sheni is in the cup. What about pouring from the kli rishon to the kli sheni? We call that irui kli rishon, meaning in the process, right? When it's in the water, that's on, when it's in the urn that's on the fire, on the heating element, it's getting hot. Once it's in the kli sheni, it's cooling off. What about in the middle? If you're going to put something in the middle, you're going to pour on it from a kli rishon. That's called irui. So what's the status of irui? Is irui like a kli rishon because it's coming from a kli rishon? Or is irui like a kli sheni because it's about to be a kli sheni? So it's a machloket Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam holds that irui is a kli sheni. Once it's out of the kli rishon, leave me alone. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Irui, until it hits the kli sheni, it's a kli rishon. So they say, well, maybe it depends. Maybe, according to the Rashbam, that irui is like a kli sheni. You're allowed to pour from a kli rishon on anything you want on Shabbat. Doesn't cook. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that irui is a kli rishon. No, it's just like you put it on the fire. If you put the tea leaves, if you pour onto the tea leaves, it's just like you put the tea leaves into the pot. So there'll be a difference between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the Mishnah mean? According to Rabbeinu Tam, kol shelo bavechamin me'erev Shabbat, it was not cooked before Shabbat. It's raw. Midichino so b'Shabbat. You're allowed to pour on it on Shabbat. Pour from what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you cannot pour. You may not pour from a kli rishon. That's cooking. It means pouring from a kli sheni. Okay. Tosfos says, but pouring from a kli sheni. Can't you put it into a kli sheni? Because the Gemara elsewhere says kli sheni in Om HaVashel. Kli sheni doesn't cook. Kli rishon cooks. Kli sheni doesn't cook. So if you could put it into a kli sheni, directly in, once you have the kli sheni, you could put it directly in. So of course you could pour from a kli sheni on top of it. What's the big deal? So Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer is no. You're not allowed to, even putting it in the kli sheni, you're not allowed. You know why? Looks too similar to cooking. And one answer is no, it's allowed. One answer says you're allowed to put it into a kli sheni and certainly pour from it. And one answer says no, you're not allowed to put it into a kli sheni. So what do we follow? What's the halakha? Meaning, according to, Tosfos gave two answers to this problem. Depending on how you answer the problem, will be, can you put it into a kli sheni or not? According to the first answer in Tosfos, you may not put the tea leaves, the nana leaves into a kli sheni. Remember, kli sheni is going to be the cup that catches the water from the urn. You open the urn, you put water into a cup. According to the first answer in Tosfos, you may not put nana leaves in there. According to the second answer in Tosfos, you may put nana leaves in there. It depends. Is it going to be okay or not? Rav Avadya brings half of the Rishonim holds like the first answer in Tosfos, half the Rishonim holds like the second answer in Tosfos. He says, what are we going to do? Look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam is very vague. Davar shu'ut sonen mi'ikaro, v'lo ba bechamin ne'olam. Something that's uncooked, medichin oto bechamin b'shabbat. Aval ein shorin oto bechamin b'shabbat. You can't soak it in hot water, but you can pour hot water. Yeah, but Rambam, you didn't answer the question. Kli rishon or kli sheni? So there's a machloket. What did the Rambam mean? Half of the people explain the Rambam says, no, he means a kli rishon. And half the people explain the Rambam, he means a kli sheni. At the end of the day, Rav Avadya Yosef holds, we're allowed to be lenient on this issue. The whole issue is going to be only one of the Rabbanan. We are going to be lenient on this issue. So in the kli sheni, you're allowed to put nana leaves. You're allowed to put the nana into a kli sheni, meaning you take water from the urn, hot water from the urn, so you're allowed to put nana into that water. What he doesn't discuss here, can you put tea in that water? Meaning, you want nana water, so some people drink water with nana. Tavo alechem beracha. I'm not at that level yet. I put nana with my tea. Can you make tea in that cup? So now, that's a much bigger question. Can you make tea in that cup is a separate issue. Whether or not, how do you make tea? Are we talking about a tea bag? Are we talking about tea essence? So Bezrat Hashem, we'll have to talk about that another time. But at the very least, once the tea is, whatever you can make the tea in, you could certainly add the nana leaves in as well. He's writing this effectively because the Chazon Ish was machmir. The Chazon Ish was machmir on so many of these issues, not to put nana leaves, not to put any mint leaves, not to put lemon or lemon juice or even a piece of lemon into a kli sheni, which he doesn't address anywhere here to note that the Chazon Ish is machmir. But he's coming to be lenient on this issue, but that is certainly going to be acceptable.